We begin the current daf and sech pesachim daf kuf yud ches. We begin on the bottom line of kuf yud zayin mebeis, where the Gemara continues discussing the previous Mishnah, which spoke about the last two cups of the dalet kaisis of the third cup, which is said over birchas hamazon, which is called berach, and the fourth cup, which is said over hal. So the Mishnah had said revi, the fourth cup, gomer olav as a hal. That's when we conclude the hal, because we already began the hal when we said in Magid towards the end, we said either the first parak or the second parak, as Basil had said. We also say on it, on the fourth cup, the blessing of the song. And that's where our Gemara begins on the top of Kofir Tchesem and Aleph, that my Birchas Hashir, what is this blessing of the song that is said by the fourth cup of the Dalet Kaisis, which is what we call Hal. So Rabbi Huda Amar, he says, is Yahalalucha Hashem Lekenu, that Hashem, our God, you should be praised. And then that concludes with Baruch Ato Hashem, Melech Mehul Batesh Bachis, which is the known bracha, which is how we generally conclude our hal that we say. And that's what the Mishnah means when it says it's the Birchas Hashir, it's the blessing of the song. In other words, it's a Birchas Hashabach. It's a blessing of praise to Hashem. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Yechon, it says, it's a reference to Nishmas Kol Chai, to the soul of every living thing, which is a reference to that entire bracha, which we say on Shabbos and Yom Tov towards the end of Pesukah Dezerma. But as Rashbam explains, he says, he was including, Rabbi Yechon was saying that not only does one say the general conclusion of the halal with the bracha of Yahaluch Hashem Lekenu, but he also says Nishmas, which is what the Mishnah means when it says it's the bracha of the shir, because if it would just be Yahalalucha, like Rabbi Yehuda said, but we say that every single time when we say halal. Why would our Mishnah single out specifically regarding Pesach, unless because it's coming to tell you that you're adding on another bracha, not just Yahaluch Hashem Lekenu, but also the bracha of Nishmas Kol Chai. So turn on Linda Brisa, regarding again what our Mishnah talks about, the fourth cup of wine, and what we say, Revi Gomer Levis Ahal, that the fourth cup of wine that we have on the Seder night, we conclude the Hal. V'oimer Hal HaGadol, and we also say the Hal HaGadol, the great Hal, which the Gemara will explain momentarily what exactly that is. Divrei Reb Tarfon, that's the opinion of Reb Tarfon. V'yeshemen, and some that say, that we say, Hashem Rai, Hashem is my shepherd, lo yechsa, I will not be missing anything, I will not be lacking. Again, that's a reference to the food that one had just finished eating by the third cup. So by the fourth cup, one says that Mizmor David of Hashem Rai, lo yechsa. Now the Gemara goes to ask, specifically what was mentioned by Reb Tarfon's opinion, Meheichin Hal HaGadol, from where is what's referenced to being Hal HaGadol. That is, we take many of these, we take it from Tehillim. So where in Tehillim are the Psukim of Hal HaGadol? So there's a few different opinions the Gemara mentions. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, Mihaidu ad Naharas Bavel, which is basically means from the beginning of Perek Kof Lamed Vav up until Kof Lamed Zayin, which means to say Perek Kof Lamed Vav is what would be the Hal HaGadol. And that's what, according to Reb Tarfon, is quoted and said in Hal by the fourth cup of wine in the Seder night. Rabbi Yechon Omer, he says, it's much longer than that. It's Mishir HaMalis, which is from Perek Kof Lamed Dalet, Ad Naharas Bavel, up until Perek Kof Lamed Zayin, which is Kof Lamed Dalet, Kof Lamed Hey, and Kof Lamed Vav. They're all included in the Great Hal, which the Gemara is going to explain soon, why is it called Hal HaGadol. Rachabe Yaakov Omer, he says, it's from Ki Yaakov, because Yaakov, Hashem has chosen him, which is in the middle of Perek Kof Lamed Hey, Pasuk Dalet, Ad Naharas Bavel, up until Kof Lamed Zayin, so it's Kof Lamed Hey and Kof Lamed Vav. Now the Gemara asks, V'loma nikra Shema HaGadol, so we have a few different versions exactly of these psukim, of these prakim, what is Hal HaGadol, but why is it called the Great Hal? So Amar B'yechim, Yechonin says, Nesha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Beruma Shel Olam, because as we find, specifically in Kof Lamed Vav, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting on the heights of the world, U'mechalik mezoinis l'chol beri, and he's giving out, he's apportioning sustenance to all the creatures of the world. As it says over there, noisin lechem l'chol basar. And that, as Rashbam explains, is a great thing. That's davar gadol. And that's why it's called hal hagadol, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives sustenance to every creature in the world. Amar Rishu ben Levi. It's nothing about what I was going to discuss in this hal hagadol in Perek Kof Lamed Vav. Hani eser v'shisha haidu. These 26 haidus, which we say, and which is mentioned in the Pesukah de Zimra on Shabbos and Yom Tov, Hoidu Lashem, Keneged Mi, in correlation, are who are these 26 thanks for? So Keneged Chavav, Dairish, Shabar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Boilome, they're in relation to the 26 generations that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had created in his world, but they had not yet received the Torah, and he had provided them the sustenance with his kindness. So that's Kili Olam, that is for the world. He has given Chazda with his kindness because they didn't have the schlusiyot of the Torah, which is the merit that the world stands on, to be able to get their mezainis. That's why it says 26 times for those 26 generations. Amar Rav Chizr, Rav Chizr says, what is this that it says over there in the Pasuk over there? Haydu Lashem, give thanks to Hashem, kitev, because he is good. What is the explanation of that? So he says, Haydu Lashem, give thanks to Hashem, that Hashem collects what's owed from that person's obligations from the goodness of Hashem himself. In other words, from what Hashem himself has given to that person, that is where he collects the debt that the person owes him. And that is, as Rashbam explains, that ki toiv ki le'olam chazda, is that the kindness that Hashem does is that it's always b'chi toiv. In other words, from the toiv that he gives to the person is where he goes and collects from the person, and that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed. As he explains, asher b'sharei, when he has to collect something, that the person has a liability, he owes something for something either that he has done. So Hashem goes to the wealthy person and takes away his ox. V'sani b'sei, and the poor person, he takes away his lamb. Yasam b'beit sasai, the orphan, he takes away his egg. And almana b'tarna gulta, and the widow, he takes away her hen. And that is, he just makes the person lose the money, and that's a kapara, that's an atonement for the person's own body, and that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave that person that. And yet he collects with that, so it's almost like somebody owes something and doesn't want to hurt the person, so he says, look, here's $100, and good, now I'm going to go collect it from you. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kitayv, ki le'olam chazay, that's because he's taking from the person, from the toiv itself that he gave that person, that's Hashem's chesed, that's how he collects from the person. It's now related to that, what we spoke about, that the greatness, why it was called Hala Gadol, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives mazon to everybody. So now the Gemara discusses the importance and the significance and the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu providing sustenance, and how challenging in the sense that is for the world. Amar b'yechnan, kashin mizaynaysev shel adam. A person's sustenance is as difficult, kiflayim kiyuleida, it's doubly as difficult as giving birth. Dila b'yuleida k'siv, because whereas by giving birth it says, be'etzev, with suffering, tel dibanim, you'll give birth to children. Whereas b'mezaynaysev k'siv, they're in the same parsha in Bereishis, by the klala, when it said after Adam and Chava done the sin, it says be'itzavin, that with suffering, which is the plural, it sounds like two, doubling for the suffering of childbirth is the difficulty of providing sustenance, of getting food. Related, Amar b'yechanan, he says, kashim mezaynaysev shel adam, it's so difficult, it's harsh, the sustenance of a person, yoyse minagula, more than redemption. The ilu begula k'siv, because whereas for to being redeemed from a challenging situation, it says in the pasuk, hamalach ha-goyloi si mikol ra, the angel that has redeemed me from all evil. Now, malach ba'alma, it sounds like just a regular angel can redeem the person. The ilu b'mezaynis k'siv, whereas regarding sustenance, it says in the pasuk, ho-elikim ho-roya yisi, the God who has shepherded me. So we see that to be shepherd, to have the one who provides your sustenance, that we need Hashem. And we see that's why it's something that requires, it's not enough with just a malach, it's more difficult than the geula, than redemption. It's now related to what we spoke about, that the contrast of childbirth, which doubly so is for sustenance. So Amri B'Shem Alev, he discusses this klala, that Adam HaRishon got be'itzavin, that it was with suffering, he's going to have to eat his food now. So it says, "B'shosha Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Adam." At that moment, when the Kadosh Baruch Hu told to Adam after the sin of the Eitz Hadas, says, "V'kaitz v'darder tatzmiach lach," that thorns and thistles will sprout for you, and no more are you going to be eating here in Gan Eden. You're going to have to work by the sweat of your brow. Zolgu in of demois. So his eyes were dripping with tears. Amar lefanav. So he said in front of Hashem, "Ribbono shel Olam, Master of the World." You mean I'm thrown out of Gan Eden, so me and my donkey, we're going to be eating from the same trough? I'm eating from this thorns and this thistles. I'm eating from the vegetation on the ground like the animals. However, Kivin Shamalai, once it was told to Adam, b'zeis apecha toich alechem, that with the sweat of your brow, you're going to be eating bread, then niskaradaita, then he was calmed down, because then he realized that he was still going to be eating something that was produce, a bread, which animals don't eat, they just eat from the ground, but we're eating things that are created on a higher level, so then that was some type of a manucha for him. Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, he says, Ashreinu, praiseworthy are, that we are, imomadnum b'rishayna, that if we would stand in what we originally were, and that is v'adayin l'poltinim, and we're still not saved from that. The kachlinan isvi d'dabra, we're not totally different than the animals, and that is although we eat bread, but we still eat from the greens, from the different herbage that grows from the ground, from the fields, and that is on some level we still are like the animals. Amar Rav Shizmi Mishmeid de Rebbe Lozab ben Azariah. Again, along the same lines. Kashin b'zeinaysev shel adam k'kriyas yamsev. It's so difficult to provide the providing of the sustenance of a person as the splitting of the yamsev. In other words, it was such a great miracle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for the Jewish people then. That's how great is the miracle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does when he provides sustenance to people. And the significance of this is that to request mercy from Hashem, that as great as required for Kriyas Yamsev, that's basically what a person's asking for when he's asking for mezainis, for sustenance from Hashem. Tachsiv, like it says over there in the Pasuk, in Halal Gadol, in Perkof Lam and Vav and Tilim, Nesun Lechem L'chal Basar. We say we give thanks to Hashem because he gives food, he gives bread to all living things. V'samachle, and it says over there, near the one near it, L'goiz Yamsev L'gzam, that he then split the sea into different parts. So we see that that's related, just as difficult as Kriyas Yamsev, that's how difficult is the mezainis of a person. Amar Rav Elazar ben Azariah. So related to this, and then the Gemara continues with many different ideas from Rav Elazar ben Azariah. It says kashin nikavev shel adam, a person's orifices, the holes that in the person's body, specifically where he releases his waste, is as harsh when it's constipated, when it's closed, kiyem hamis, like the day of death, ukakriyas yamsev. So this is another thing that's harsh for a person, and which would be as miraculous as this, and as great as salvation as the splitting of the sea. Shanem, like it says in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Mihar Tsoya, that Tsoya is a term of closed, that it should be quick for the thing that's closed, Lihi Paseach, to open up. And there the Gemara, the Pasuk there continues in Yeshaya, V'lo Yomus L'Shachas, and it shouldn't die into the pit. So we see that closed orifice is like death. And it says afterwards, Roiga Hayam, the sea split, the Yemu Galav, and that its waves raged. Again, that's similar to the idea about Kriyas Yamsev. That's the great salvation that a person has when he's able to release himself. That's the similar to the challenge that was there by Kriyas Yamsev. So now the Gemara continues with other different ideas from Elazar ben Azariah. Remember Sheshem from Elazar ben Azariah. Whoever disgraces the festivals, which specifically that refers to doing malacha on Chayla Shel Moed, that's the intermediate days between the first and the second, the last days of the Yom Tov, it's as if he did idol worship, like it says the Pasuk in Shemais, puts the two together. It says, that molten gods you shouldn't make for yourself. And it says afterwards, that you should keep and safeguard the Yom Tov of Pesach. So we see that there's a similarity between the two of them. And the Gemara Masechtas Chagiga teaches us where we know that there's an Isser Malacha to do on Chol HaShem Moed, but that's the idea. It's part of the halachas of safeguarding the Yom Tov of Pesach. And if one doesn't, it's similar to Elohei Masech L'Sasalach. Again, another idea from Elazar ben Azariah is Amrav Sheshes Mishum Elazar ben Azariah. Kolam Asapa Lashon Hara. Whoever says over slander, Lashon Hara, gossip, Kolam Makabu Lashon Hara, and whoever accepts Lashon Hara, and whoever says false testimony about his friend, all these three people, it's fitting that he be thrown to the dogs. Shnemelik says a pasuk in Shemais regarding a treifa, it says he throw it to the dogs. It says right afterwards, you shouldn't accept a vain report. That's a reference to someone that's being makabel lashon hara, that he's being makabel and he's believing what was told to him negative about his friend. Now, Rashbam says that although one shouldn't be makabel, however, you should be suspicious not to accept it necessarily as truth, but to further investigate, as the Gemara Masechtas Nida explains. So that's where you know of being makabel lashon hara, which is said next to being thrown to the dogs. V'kari bein, the Gemara says, and it's also pronounced, although it's written leisisa, it's pronounced leisasi, that is, don't cause a vain report to be accepted, which is a reference to the one who's saying it, that is, the one who's saying lashon hara and who's saying eid sheker. But however, the Rashbam says that not to be garistis, because you can really learn all three people from the term of leisisa, not to carry, because not only does carry mean to listen, but whoever's saying over Lashon Hara or saying false testimony about his friend, he's also carrying in his mouth a vain utterance, a vain report, and therefore they would all be included in Laisisa, Shem Hashav, do not carry a vain report, and if one does, then he should be thrown to the dogs. Now the Gemara goes back to what we were discussing before, the Hal HaGadol. So, V'chime Acher De'ika Hal HaGadol. So, now that there is this great praise, which we said is the highest praises of them all, as Rabbi Yechanan had said before, because it says, Neisin Lechem L'chabasa, that he gives bread to all the creatures in the world. So there's this great Hal. Sanan Mait Taim Amrin Hai. So why do we say on Rish Chaydish and all the different Parakim and all the Tsaris that came that we were saved from? For example, Hanukkah, we say Hal. Why do we say our Hal? Let's say the Hal HaGadol. Let's say Perek Kaf Lamed Vav. Why do we say our Hal? So the Gemara gives different reasons why we say what our Nusach of Hal on Rish Chaydish and Yom Tovim and Hanukkah. Why specifically that Hal and not the Hal HaGadol? So the first Teretz the Gemara brings is Mishum Sheyesh Bei Hei Dvarim Halol, because it has the following, our Hal has the following five things, which also talks about Geula, the being redeemed. Yetzias Mitzrayim, it talks about the being redeemed from Egypt. Ukriyas Yamsev, the splitting of the Yamsev. Umatan Torah, the giving of the Torah. V'tchias Amesim, and the resuscitation of the dead. V'chevler Shel Mashiach, and the travails of Mashiach, as the Gemara explains. Yetzias Mitzrayim, Dichsev, we find the leaving of Egypt, as it says in the pasuk, "Bitzeis Yisrael Mimitzrayim," that is when the Jewish people left Egypt. Ukriyas Yamsev Dechsev, and we find the reference to the splitting of the Yamsev Dechsev, as it says in the pasuk, "Hayimra Vayonis," that the sea saw and it fled, that is, it split in front of Hakadosh, in front of the Jewish people. Matan Torah Dechsev, we find by the giving of the Torah in our Hal, where it says in the pasuk, "Haharim Raktu Cheilim," that the mountains dance like rams, and that is at the time of Matan Torah, as it says in the pasuk, Tehillim Perek Samaches, Lama Taratzun Harim, why the mountains dancing, that was by Matan Torah. Tchias HaMeisim Dechsev, we find the reference to the bringing back of the dead to life, as it says in the pasuk, is Halich Lefnei Hashem, I will walk in front of Hashem, which the pasuk there ends, Be'eretz HaChayim, the land of the living. That's a reference to Tchias HaMeisim. And finally, Chevel Shel Mashiach, we find a reference to the travails of Mashiach, as it says in the pasuk, Loi Lonu Hashem, not for us Hashem, Loi Lonu, not for us. And that is V'amar B'yechon Rechon, it says an explanation of that pasuk, Loi Lonu Hashem, Loi Lonu, not for us Hashem, not for us, Zu Shebid Malchis, that is the subjugation of the Jewish people to all the different kingdoms, that's before Mashiach comes. And Ikadam, there are those who say, Amar B'yechonon, Loi Lonu Hashem, Loi Lonu, Zu Molchem Es Goy Gomogu. That's the war of Goy Gomogu, again, that's the Chevel Shel Mashiach. So we find a reference to all these five things. That's why we say our Hal. Second pshat the Gemara brings, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok Amar, says the reason why we say our Hal and not the Hal HaGadol, the great praise of Neisen Lechem Chal Basa, Ibn Shiesh Bay Milut Nafshe Shel Tzadikim again, because we find a reference of the saving of the souls of the righteous from Gehenna, from purgatory. Shanim, like it says the Pasuk, On Hashem, please Hashem, Malta Nafshe, save my soul. So we see that the saving of the soul of Tzadikim, that's why we say it. And third of all, the Gemara says, Chizki Amar, Nishayesh Ba Yiridusin Shel Tzadikim Lekevshanesh, because there's a reference to the idea of the righteous going down into the fiery furnace, Mal Yasimenu, and they're coming out from it, they're being saved from that. How do we find that? Yiridusin Nichsev, they're going down into the Kevshanesh, which is Loilonu Hashem Loilonu, not for us Hashem, not for us Hashem. That, the Gemara says, Amar Chananya, that was what Chananya had said, that part of the Pasuk. Because for your name give glory, Amar Mishal, that Mishal said, Achazlecha v'alamitecha, for your kindness, for your truth, Amar Azariah, that was Azariah who had said that. And Lama Yomer Goyim, why should the nation say, Amar Kulam, they all said that. And there's a reference to Hanani, Mishal, and Azariah, who were thrown into the fiery furnace, and it was saying that each one said part of the Pasuk, and then they all said together, why should the nation say that? And that this is a reference, why we're saying it, because there was, they went down into the fiery furnace, and they came out. Aliyasin mikivshin eish tichsiv, and we find they're coming out from the fiery furnace, as it says in the pasuk, Hallelu Hashem kol goyim, give praise to Hashem all the nations. That Omer Chananya, Chananya said that. Shabchu kol umim, all the people should give praise to Hashem. Mishal, that Mishal said, Ki gavar aleinu chazeh, because his kindness has overpowered us. Omer Azariah, that Azariah said. Be'emes Hashem al-Oilam, Halleluka, and the truth of Hashem is forever. Pray, Halleluka, is Amr Kulam. They all said that. So therefore, that's why we say our Hal, because we find a reference to the Tzadikim going down, but coming out of the fiery furnace alive. V'yeshem, that those that say that v'emes Hashem li'olam, that this what we just had quoted, that they all Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, they were the ones that concluded with v'emes Hashem li'olam, which is these are all psukim that we say in our Hallel, that the truth of Hashem is forever. It wasn't them that said it, rather Gavriel Amr. It was the Malach Gavriel that said it. And that is when Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah was saved, he was there with them in the fiery furnace, as it says in the passage in Daniel, Paragimel, that there was a fourth person there that looked like a Baral Ahin. And that's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu had guaranteed Gavriel regarding this incident, as the Gemara will explain shortly, that when Avram Avinu was thrown into the fiery furnace in Ur Kasdim, and Gavriel, as the Gemara will explain, wanted to save him, and then Hashem said, don't worry, you're going to have another opportunity. So therefore, when it was fulfilled for him, which was over here, where he had the opportunity to save them, so that's why he's the one that said, V'emes Hashem le'olam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu fulfilled his guarantee that Gavriel was going to be able to save them. So it was him that said that the truth of Hashem is forever, that from the generations before, he kept his word, allowing me to save them. As the Gemara explains, B'shosh Hippel Nimrod HaRashas Avram Avinu L'Tech Kivshon Eish. At the time when the evil, the wicked Nimrod, threw Avram Avinu into the fiery furnace, and that's why he was called Amraphel, because it's a contraction of the word Amar Pil, he said to throw Avram Avinu into the fire. So Amar Gavriel of Ne'akadosh Baruch Hu. So Gavriel, the Malach, said in front of Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, master of the world, Erid Ve'etzanen Ve'atzel Es HaTzadik M'Kivshon Eish. Let me go down, cool down the fiery furnace, and I'll save this tzaddik, the righteous person of Avram Avinu, from the fiery furnace. So I'm like HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Gavriel, no, Ani Yochid Ba'ilami, I am one in the world, there's nothing but me. Who Yochid Ba'ilami, he's also one in his world. He was the only one, the monotheistic, saying that this is one Hashem. So no, L'Yochid, L'Hatzlas Yochid, it's proper, it's only fitting for the one to go ahead and save the one. However, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not hold back a reward from any creature, and since Gavriel wanted to do this chesed to save Avram Avinu, so Amar, he said, you'll merit to save three of his grandchildren, which is a reference to Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. So related to this, the Gemara says, the Darash Reb Shimon Hashilani, at the time when the wicked Nebuchadnezzar went and he threw in Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, L'Tech Kivshon Eish, into their fiery furnace, Amad Yurkumai Sar HaBar L'Fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Yurkumai, who is the master, the Malach over the hail, he said in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amar L'Fanav, he said, Ribbono Shel Olam, master of the world, Erid V'tzanes HaKivshon, let me go down and cool down the fiery furnace, V'atzel HaTzadikim HaLol M'Kivshon Eish, and I'm going to save these righteous people from the fiery furnace. So Amar L'Gavriel, so Gavriel said to Yurkumai, that will not show the great might of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Sha'ata Sar Barad, you're the Malach over the hail. Everybody knows that water goes ahead and puts out fire, so it's no great thing that if you're going to go ahead and cool it down. Elani Sar Shalesh, but me, Gavriel, I am the Malach over fire. Erid Ve'ekar Be'befnim, I'm going to go down, cool down the area within their fiery furnace. And we continue to Amud Beis. But I'm going to go ahead and burn up the area outside the fiery furnace, which will then burn up those who threw these three tzaddikim into the fire. As the passage of Daniel there mentions, as it shows that to kill those who are outside, that threw Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah into the fire. The SNS, Patechnes, and therefore I'm going to do a miracle within the miracle, because although I'm the Malach of fire, and I usually burn things up, I will cool down the area within and burn up the area without, to go ahead and kill those who were through Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah inside the fire. So Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Gavriel, red, go down and do what you said. So Ba'isa Shah Pasach Gavriel, V'Amar, at that moment, Gavriel opened up and he said, V'emes Hashem Le'olam, that the truth of Hashem is forever. Again, in reference to the idea that he was promised years before by Avraham Avinu that he will have a chance to save his grandchildren, and that was the truth of Hashem, which was being fulfilled right now. A different version of who said V'emes Hashem Li'olam, not Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, and not Gavriel, Reb Nosson Eimer, he says V'emes Hashem Li'olam, that the truth of Hashem is forever, Dogim Shebeyam Amru, it was the fish in the sea that said it. And why is that? Because Rav Huna said as follows, Yisrael Shebo'ese Hadar, the Jewish people in that generation, is reference to the generation that left Egypt, Mikatnei Amonahoyu, they were from the small believers, Okedarish Rabbi Amari, Like he explained, Ma'idach Siv, what does it mean, the pasuk in Tehillim? Vayamru al yom b'yamsuf. That they rebelled by the sea, by the yamsuf. What does that mean? When did the Jewish people rebel? Melamet shehimru Yisrael b'yisrael shav amru. So this teaches us that the Jewish people did rebel at that moment when they were coming out of the yamsuf. And they said, what do you mean? K'shem shana oil mitzad echa. Just like we're coming out of one side of the yamsuf. Kach mitzriim oil mitzad acher. Also the Egyptians, they're also coming out from a different side. So I'm like Kadosh Baruch Hu, L'sar Shal Yam. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said to the master over the sea, to that Malach, Polot Oysam LeYabasha, spit them out onto dry land. Although they had drowned, Kadosh Baruch Hu took them down Mintzulis Yam. He said, now go ahead and bring them out so the Jewish people could see that they didn't really come out to another side. And as Rashbam clarifies, he says that, and because of that, they merited to be buried. They weren't swallowed up by the Yamsuf. And that was in the merit that they said, Pasuk in Shemayis Perikidat, Ki Hashem Nilcham Lehem B'Mitzrayim, that Hashem has fought for them in Mitzrayim. And that's what it says in the Pasuk in Az Yashir, Netisa Yemincha, you stretched out your right hand, Tivli Amei Aretz, then the ground swallowed up the Egyptians, and that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu swore, which is the reference of stretching out right hand, to the ground, that he won't get punished for burying them, and that is because the Mitzrayim don't deserve to be buried, only when he swore, then Tivlemi Aretz, and that's again the merit that they had because they said that Hashem was fighting for the Jewish people. So he told to the sea, spit them out onto dry land. The Jewish people think that they came and they escaped somewhere else, and they're still around hunting them down. So Amlafanov, so the sea said in front of Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, master of the world, Klom Yesh Evet Shenoisen LeRabbeinu Matana, is there any case where you have a servant that his master gives him a gift, which he was saying that the sustenance for all the fish that's inside of him, that have it, they're having food, feasting on the Egyptians, and then he goes and he takes it away from him. You already gave me the Egyptians, and now you want me to spit them out onto dry land? So Hashem said to the sea, I'm going to give you 1.5 times of what I gave you now to pay you back. But still the sea said to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, master of the world, Yesh Evet Shetaveis Rabbi, is there a servant that goes ahead and comes with claims to his master? I'm not going to ask you for it. How am I ever going to get it back? So Hashem said to the sea, Nachal Kishon Yehei Arv. The river Kishon will be for me a guarantor. He'll pay back this debt that's owed to you of the Egyptians, and you'll get back 1.5 times. Miad pulled Oysam Le'abashah. So right away, the sea spit out the Egyptians onto the dry land. Ubo Yisrael v'roisen, and then the Jewish people came and they saw the Egyptians dead. Shenem, like it says in Pasuk, Vayar Yisrael es Mitzrayim, Mesas Svasayim, that the Jewish people came and they saw the Egyptians dead by the seashore. Now, the Gemara asks, My Echer Mechtze Sheben, what is this 1.5 times that Hashem promised to the sea that he'll pay him back 1.5 times that amount? Where did we find that? Dilu b'parikziv, because whereas by Paroi, by the Egyptians that would swallow it up by the Yamsuf, it's written Sheish Meis Rechav Bachar. It says that there were 600 chosen chariots. Dilu b'sistrikziv, but whereas by Sisra, when they fought with Barak, we find a pasuk in Shaifim that says Tesha Meis Rechav Barzel. There were 900 iron chariots, and therefore we find that was 1.5 times that were then later on swallowed up, which was given back to the sea, as the Gemara shows. Ki Asa Sisra, that when Sisra came. Asa alayu bidikri de parzli, came on them with iron spears in the head with the iron chariots. Haitzei Kadosh Baruch Hu aleim kechavim mimsi loisam. Kadosh Baruch Hu took out the stars from their orbits. The Chassidus says the pasuk in Shaftim min shemayim nilchamu, that from the heavens that they were fighting against Sisra. Hakechavim, the stars. Now kivin in nechisi kech v'shemayim alayu. So once the stars of the heaven were resting on Sisra and his army. So everything of iron that they had, the spears, their chariots, they got burning hot. So they went down to immerse themselves, to cool off in the Kishon River. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Kishon River, go ahead and pay up your guarantee that you promised to the sea. So miyad gar from Nachal Kishon. So at that moment, the Kishon River went and swallowed up, that it took in all the armies of Sisra, v'yishlich liyam, and threw them into the sea, as Rashbam quotes a pasuk in Keheles in Parakaf that says kol nacholim holchem liyam, all the rivers go to the sea. He went this river of Kishon and took them into the sea. Shenem, like it says in the pasuk, Nachal Kishon gar from, that the Kishon River went and shoveled them out into the sea. Nachal Kedumim, it's the river from the earlier times. So the Gemara says, "My Nachal Kedum." What does it mean when it's called Nachal Kishon? It's the river from the earlier times. That's Nachal Shenasa Ariv Mikedem. It's a reference that this is the river, the stream that was a guarantor from earlier times, which is a reference to Kriyas Yamsuf when the Egyptians were then taken away from the sea, and Hashem promised 1.5 times, which was the 900 for the 600. That was the guarantee that Nachal Kishon had promised, and here is where it fulfilled its promise. So, now the Gemara concludes. This was explanation that we had introduced at that moment. Paschu dogim shel yam va'amr. Then the fish of the sea opened up, and they said, "The emes Hashem li'olam." That the truth of Hashem is forever. That Hashem paid back the gifts of the armies of Pari that they were supposed to have sustenance from, and was taken away from them. And Hashem promised, "No, I'm going to give you 1.5 times." They said, "Oh, the truth of Hashem is forever. He was paying back what he had promised years before." Now the Gemara returns to discussing the halal that we say on all the different parakim that come on Rosh Chodesh and Tevim and Chanukah. Amar Rav Shimon Lakish, Ma'idich Siv, what does this mean in the pasuk when it says, Meshivi Akeres Habayis? Hashem transforms the barren wife. So the Gemara has a drush on this. Amar Knesset Yisrael of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the assembly of the Jewish people says in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which Rashbam explains, this means the elders, the respected ones amongst the Jewish people, regarding those that are not so chashuv, the Jewish people. As he says, that's what's mashma, where it says that Im Habanim, the mother of the children, which is the mother screaming about the children, that made her into Akeres Habayis. As the Gemara explains, that the chashuvim, of the respected ones of the Jewish people, they said in front of Hashem, Ribbono Nishalom, Master of the world, Samuni Banecha, your sons have made me because of all their sins in exile, Kechuldazu, like this weasel, Hadara Be'ikri Batim, that lives by the foundations of the house. That's the term Be'ikri, and that's why it was called Akeres Habayis. That's in the foundations of the house. Now I'm like this weasel that's inside the house. That was because of the sins of the Jewish people. That's Meshivi has transformed me into Akeres Habayis, into a weasel which stays by the foundations of the house. Darsh Rava. Rava has expounded again regarding the psukim in Hal. Ma'idach Siv, what's this that it says in the pasuk? Ahavti ki yishma Hashem. I love it because Hashem listens to me. So he gives the following drash. Amar Knesset Yisrael, the assembly of the Jewish people say, Ribbono Shalom, Master of the world, Emes ani ahuva lefanecha. When am I beloved in front of you? And that is, as Rashbam explains, the word ahavti is mashma, that you love me. In other words, it's your ahava of me. Ahavti is your love of me, not that I love what I love, it's your love of me. When is that you love me? That's where the pasuk ends off. Bizman shetishma kol tachanunai. When you hear my voice of supplication, that's where the pasuk says, Ahavti ki yishma Hashem es koli tachanunai. When am I beloved? When you hear my voice of supplication. Then the pasuk says, Dalesi, I am poor, v'li yoshi, and to me is salvation. And that, he says, Amr Knesset Yisrael of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The assembly of the Jewish people say in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Master of the world, Afa pi shedol ani b'mitzvus, although I am poor in mitzvus, locha ani, but I'm yours. And therefore, v'li na loishi. And that's why it's befitting for you to save me more than all the other nations, because we have made you one in the world. We were meyachad you. So although I'm poor in mitzvus, but still is what the pasuk is saying, v'li yoshia, I'm fitting to be saved. Amr Rav Kahana says, Kishachol Rabbi Shmuel b'Reb Yesi, when Rabbi Shmuel b'Reb Yesi became ill, Shalach le'Rabbi, so Rabbi sent to him, Amr lanu shnayim shleisha dvarim shamarta lanu m'shem avicha. Tell us, send us 2 of the 3 things that you had told us in the name of your father, Rabbi Yesi. So Shalach le'he sent to him, Kach amar, but this is what my father said, again, on the same topic of Hal. Ma'idach Siv, what is this that means in the Pasuk? Hallelu es Hashem kol goyim. That all the nations should give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the question is, Umas Ha'olam, Mayav Adetayu, what are the nations of the world doing over here? Because especially as the pasuk there ends, that Ki Gavar Aleinu Chazdei, because Hashem's has kindness has overpowered us, but that's for us to give thanks. Why are we saying Halu Hashem Kol Goyim Shabchu Kol Ha'umim Ki Gavar Aleinu Chazdei, because Hashem's kindness has overpowered us? Why should they give praise to Hashem for the kindness that has overpowered us, the Jewish people? So net, my father said, Hachikam, this is what the pasuk is saying. Hallelujah, Hashem kol goyim. All the nations should give praise to Hashem. Agvuris v'neflois to Ovid b'hadayu. For the wonders and for the wonderful strength of kindness that he has done with them. As we see that there's many kindnesses that are done in the world, which they have to give their own thanks. And that is what the pasuk continues, Kol Shekein Anu, and all the more so that we have to give thanks to the Jewish people, the Gavur Aleinu Chasdei, because His kindness has overpowered us, in other words, more than any other nation and other language in the world. So most definitely we have to. Amar Lo Yivo'ed Chadis, he told him another thing that his father had said, Asida Mitzrayim Shetavi Darin L'Mashiach. In the future, that what will happen is that Egypt will come to bring a gift to Mashiach, to the Messiah, the Jewish people. Now, Kesava Ein Mekal Behem. So Mashiach will think not to accept gifts from Mitzrayim. I'm like Kadosh Baruch Hu Mashiach, but Kadosh Baruch Hu will tell Mashiach, Kabel Mehem, accept the gift they want to give to you, because Achsanya Asa Labanim BeMitzrayim, they were a host for my sons, for my children, the Jewish people in Egypt when they were there, and therefore you should accept the gift that they're bringing. And therefore, Miyad, right away, as it says, the pasuk can tell him, Yesoyu Chashman Amin Mitzrayim, they're going to bring gifts to the Melech HaMashiach from Egypt to Yerushalayim. As it says in the pasuk previously, Meheicholach al Yerushalayim, from your temple on Yerushalayim, L'chol Yevilim L'chem Shai, they're going to bring you all these gifts. That's there, that because Hashem will tell Mashiach to accept the gifts from Mitzrayim. Now, Nasa Kush Kavuchem Ba'atzma. So then Kush will think a kavuchem regarding itself. Now, Umahalalu, now regarding Egypt, Shenishtabdu Behen Kach, that well, it enslaved the Jewish people, and yet still they were allowed to bring a gift because they were a host to the Jewish people. So me, Kush, that we did not enslave and servitude the Jewish people, isn't the most definitely that I can bring a gift to Mashiach? So I'm like, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kabel Mehem, so Kodesh Baruch Hu will tell Mashiach, accept the gift from Kush too. Miyad, right away, as the Pasuk there says, Kush, Taritz Yadav Lelehim, that Kush will quickly bring his hands to God to bring a gift to Mashiach. Now, Nasa Machas Reimihar Rishah, Kavochem Ba'atzmos, and now the wicked kingdom of Rome will then say Kavochem regarding itself. Now, Umahalalu, Sheinachayin Kach. Now, if these, Mitzrayim and Kush, that aren't brothers with the Jewish people, and yet still they're allowed to bring gifts to the Mashiach, which everyone's going to want to do when Mashiach comes. So, us, that we're brothers with the Jewish people. And that's because Edom, Rome, comes from Esav, which were brothers with Yaakov, so most definitely we could bring a gift to Mashiach. And that Amalar Kadosh Baruch Hu LeGavriel, and that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Gavriel, which these are all the psukim over there. And Tehillim is that Ge'ar Chayas Kana, rebuke the beast of the Kana, which the Gemara gives three explanations what it means, the beast of the Kana, but all of them are saying the same idea, that we're not accepting gifts from Rome. First explanation is Ge'ar Chaya, rebuke the beast, which is again a reference to the wicked kingdom of Rome. And then the word kanei is kana is a reference to then acquire for yourself an assembly, which is a reference to the Jewish people. We choose the Jewish people over Rome, and they cannot coexist, and we're not accepting gifts from Rome. Davacher, a second explanation of the pasuk, is ge'er chayas kana, is that rebuke the beast of the reeds, and that's the exposition is that the word kana is related to kanim of reeds. Shadara ben Akanim, that lives, this beast, a reference to Edom, that lives amongst the reeds, like it says a different pasuk in Tehillim, Yicharsimena Chazir Miyar, that the boar that's ravages from the forest, Viziz Sada Yirena, and the crawler of the field will graze, that's a reference to Edom, as the pasuk in Daniel makes it sound like that the this type of animal, which are talking about the different kingdoms, is a reference of Edom, of a chazir. That's a reference to Edom, and therefore the boar, the beast of the kanim, of the reeds, which is a reference to this chazir, that's a reference to Edom, and rebuke it, and we don't accept it. Third explanation of the pasuk, Amr Reb Chiya Bar Abba, Amr Reb Yechanan, Ge'er B'chaya, rebuke the beast, that all its actions are written with the same pen, which means that it's with one edict, one approach, only to do bad to the Jewish people. If the Jewish people, if a Jewish person is coming for a judgment in front of a Roman, in front of Edom, they always hold him liable. And that's because what we're saying is, it says the term kana, and it doesn't say kanim, which is mashma, that a kana, generally their pens were used from reeds. So it's saying, not the reference, as we said, that it's a chazir that's amongst the reeds, but rather the kana, the one pen that they use. It's always going to be bad for the Jewish people. That's the type of people, the Roman, that we do not accept the gifts from them and rebuke them. And although we're accepting from Mitzrayim and Kush, we're not going to accept, Mashiach will not accept gifts from the Romans. Now it says over there in that pasuk over there, it says Adas Abirim, the assembly of the mighty ones, of the valiant ones, Be'egle Amim, with the calves of the nations. So this again is a reference to the pasuk of the Romans where it's saying Ga'ar Chayas Kana. So what does that mean? Sheshachtu Abirim, that the Edom slaughtered the mighty ones, a reference to the Jewish people, Ka'agolim Shein Lam Bailim, like calves that have no owners. In other words, when it says Be'egle Amim, the calves of the nations, in other words, like the calves of the world, which are ownerless, which have no owners, that's how they slaughtered the Abirim. Now, it says over there in the Pasuk, Misrapis, which Rashbam explains is a contraction of two words, of Mater Pas, that is, they open, Mater means open, pass their palm, they open their hands, Beratzei Chesef, with bribes of money, which is regarding to the Romans, the Edomites, Shepoishtin Yad Lekab Maman, they open up their hands to accept money, to accept bribes, but they don't even do the desires of the owner that's trying to bribe them, and that is they make conditions with the Jewish people to say, well, do what you want, as long as you give us the bribes, and they don't even end up fulfilling their promise of the bribes. Now it says over there in the Pasuk, Pizar, although it's written in the Pasuk Bizar, the Gemara quotes it as Pizar Amim, that the nations will be scattered, Kuravos Yechpatsu, that they desired Kravis, closeness. So the Gemara explains that in reference to why the Jewish people suffered in exile in Gullus, specifically regarding Gullus Edom. Migarm lehem liyisrael sheyispazu lebein umas olam. What caused the Jewish people that they should be dispersed? That's where it says pizar amongst the nations of the world. That's amim. That's because kravis shahayu chafetzim. That's because they were yechpatsu. They desired kravis. They desired closeness with the nations. Because they desired that, that's why they were dispersed amongst the nations. So that was another thing that he had said in the name of his father, Rabbi Yisi. And also Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yisi sent to Rabbi from something else that his father, Rabbi Yisi, had said. He said, Gimel meis v'shishim v'chamisha shvakim b'krach gadol sh'raymi. There were 365 marketplaces in the great metropolis, in the great city of Rome. V'chal echad v'echad, and in every marketplace, there were 365 towers. And in every single tower, there were 365 steps. And every single step had enough food to provide sustenance for the entire world. So, Amma Reb Shimon b'Rebbe l'Rebbe, that's the girsa that they bring down, that it's Reb Shimon b'Rebbe said to Rabbi, v'amrila, and some say that it was Reb Shmuel b'Reb Yesi, that's the changed girsa l'Rebbe, Hani Laman, who is all this food for? In other words, imagine the amounts of every step had that, and there were 365 steps in every tower, and there was 365 towers in every marketplace, and 365 who is this all for? And that is what he said, Loch b'l'chavrach l'chavrisach. It's really for you, for your friend, and for your friend's friend. Shanem, like it says in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Sachra ve'esnana, her merchandise and her exchange for her harlot, Kodesh l'Hashem, is holy for Hashem. Lo yi'atzer, won't be stored away, v'lo yi'chasen, it won't be put away in their treasure houses. Ki la yoshim lefne Hashem yevagrem. Rather, it's going to be for those that sit in front of Hashem. So the Gemara explains, my lo yi'atzer, what does it mean that it won't be stored away? So, turn of Yosef, that's a reference. Lo yatzer zebeis oitzer. That's a reference to their storehouses of where they put all their wine and their grain and their oil. That's going to be for the Jewish people. Vlo yichasen, it won't be put away in their treasure houses. Zebeis kaniza, that's a reference to their treasuries where they have all their gold and silver, where they stored away in mighty forts. That's where the term of chasen is strong in their strength. That's a reference to their treasures where they have the gold and silver. That also won't be stored away. Rather, it's going to be, as the Gemara says, Kila Yeshem Lefnei Hashem, which the Gemara says, my Kila Yeshem Lefnei Hashem. What does it mean for those that sit in front of Hashem? So Rabbi Elazar, says, or continue to talk about Testament Alf, Zeha Makr Mokim Chaver B'Yishi. What does it mean for those that sit in front of Hashem? It means he recognizes the place of his friends in the yeshiva, which means that he knows to say where everybody sits, because since he's always there learning in yeshiva, so he knows where everybody sits. Such a person is that he's going to get all the treasures from the Edomites, from those of their storehouses. Igadam, those that say Amr Blazer, Blazer said, Zeham a kabel p'nei chaver b'yeshiva. What does it mean that those that are Yoshim l'pnei Hashem? It means he accepts the face of all his friends in yeshiva, which one of the interpretations is that he's there early, so when everyone's coming, he's saying, oh, welcome to yeshiva, and that's why he's the person that's yeshiv lefnei Hashem. Now, when the pasuk there says, Ma'ilam chasa atik, what does it mean when the pasuk says, and these treasures will be given for the one that covers the ancient? What is that a reference to? So, zeha mechasa dvarim shekisa atik gemin. That's for someone that conceals the words that were covered by the one of the Ancient of Days, which has a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the pasuk in Daniel calls Hashem, Va'atik Yemin Yosef, the one of the Ancient of Days, which means Hashem, who was before the world was created, that what Hashem has covered, this person covers too. U'mayninu, what are these things that Hashem covered, and therefore this person that's Yeshu Lefnei Hashem, this person is Mechasik, Atik, he also covers. Sisrei Torah, that's a reference to the secrets of the Torah, to Ma'isim Rekava, the chariots, Umaisa Bereshis, the acts of Bereshis, and the explanation of Hashem's name, like it says in the pasuk, Zeshmi La'alam, that my name should be hidden. And the one that covers it, is that, what does that mean, he covers this? That he doesn't give over these secrets to just anybody, only to someone that is worried in his heart to make sure that he's going to properly keep it in its pristine, the way it's supposed to be. So that type of a person gets all these brachas that the pasuk is talking about. Ve'ekudam, that those that say, rather, zehamagala devarim shekisa atigemen. That it's a reference to someone that gets the brachas that he uncovers the words that Hashem has covered. Now, ma'ininu, what is that a reference to? That's a reference to taimei Torah, to the reasons of the Torah. And that was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu originally had concealed the reasons of the Torah, which he then, Hashem himself later revealed, and he gave permission for it to be further revealed. And someone that reveals these reasons, he is the one that merits to all the brachas of all these things that were hidden away in their storehouses and their treasure houses that will ultimately be given to those that are Yeshem of Hashem and that either conceals or reveals what Mechasa Atik, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has concealed.